This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Russian and Ukrainian troops are trading blows in fierce close-quarter combat in an eastern Ukraine city. Local officials reported Russian forces storming the eastern city of Severodonetsk on Sunday, a situation the Ukrainian president described as indescribably difficult. The Ukrainian president, Volodymyr Zelensky, says 90% of the buildings there have been damaged. The city has emerged as an epicenter of Russia's quest to conquer Ukraine's industrial Donbas region. Russia also stepped up efforts to take the nearby Lysychansk, where constant shelling was reported. Zelensky himself made a rare frontline visit to soldiers in Kharkiv. He declared that he feels boundless pride in his defenders. Every day risking their lives, they fight for Ukraine's freedom. U.S. President Joe Biden is spending Sunday in Uvalde, Texas, offering comfort after a school shooting there killed 19 students and two adults last Tuesday. AP correspondent Julie Walker with details.
The president and first lady placed a bouquet of white flowers at the makeshift memorial outside Robb Elementary School, where the community has been gathering and grieving. Biden spoke with a few people before heading to Sacred Heart Catholic Church for services where some family members of those killed also worship. The Archbishop says Biden understands and they're grateful he came. When the first couple left, someone yelled to the president, "Do something," and Biden replied, "We will." He also took time before heading back to the White House to meet with family members of those killed and first responders. I'm Julie Walker.
And there is more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. This is VOA News. In a blow to Colombia's political class, a leftist former rebel and a populist businessman took the top two spots in the country's presidential election Sunday and headed to a runoff showdown in June. And the leftist Senator Gustavo Petro led the field of six candidates with just over 40% of the votes, while independent real estate tycoon Rodolfo Hernandez finished second with more than 28% election, authorities said on Sunday evening. A candidate needed 50% of the total votes to win outright. The contest held amid a polarized environment and growing discontent over increasing inequality and inflation. No matter who wins the June 19th presidential race, the South American country, long governed by conservatives or moderates, will still see a dramatic shift in presidential politics. Petro has promised to make significant adjustments to the economy, including tax reform, and change how Colombia fights drug cartels and other armed groups. Hernandez, whose spot in the runoff contest came as a surprise, has few connections to political parties and promises to reduce wasteful government spending and offer rewards for people who report corrupt officials. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and other top officials have discussed revising stringent anti-epidemic restrictions as they maintain a widely disputed claim that the country's first COVID-19 outbreak is slowing. VOA's Marissa Melton with details.
The discussion at the North's Politburo meeting Sunday suggests it will soon relax a set of draconian curbs imposed after its recent admission of the Omicron outbreak out of concern about its food and economic situations. The official Korean Central News Agency said Kim and other Politburo members examined the issue of effectively and quickly coordinating and enforcing the anti-epidemic regulations and guidelines given the current stable anti-epidemic situation. Experts say North Korea is understating its fatality rate to prevent any political damage to Kim at home. Marissa Melton, VOA.
Pope Francis announced he will elevate 21 churchmen to the rank of cardinal in a ceremony at the Vatican in late August. Among those tapped by the pontiff to receive the prestigious red hat will be two from India and one each based in Mongolia, Ghana, Nigeria, Singapore, East Timor, Paraguay, and Brazil. In keeping with Francis's determination, have church leaders reflect the global face of the Catholic Church. Recapping our top story, Russian and Ukrainian troops have been trading blows in fierce close-quarter combat in an eastern Ukrainian city, and local officials reported that Russian forces were storming one eastern city on Sunday. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.